We'll be talking about the love of Lo Tochal Kol Tareva. In Parshas Re'eh, right before the Chumash, the Torah talks about which animals you're allowed to eat, which not, which birds you're allowed to eat and which not. So it says Lo Tochal Kol Tareva, it's like an introduction. Not to eat anything that's prohibited, that's called a Tareva. Tareva is Lashon Mus. Disgusting. I was... Omar Abash, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kufi Dalad on the Beis, which is today's Daf Ayomi, Omar Abash, Minayin the Bosa Becholov Shaoso Bachilo. How do we know that Bosa Becholov is also to eat? Shanam Aloisechal Kol Tereva. Bring this Bosik, not to eat any Tereva. Kol Sheti Avti Lecho, anything that I was answered for you, that I said it's also, Areyu Bebal Tochal. Yeah, that anything that's also because of Tereva is prohibited, so then we have an Easter from the Torah not to eat it. Mainly Elo Ba'achila, we only also, but maybe the Pesach is only talking about Achila, Ba'anoa Minayin, how do you know it's also to have Anoa from it, even without eating, like to use it to, for other purposes of, besides eating, Kedere Bavo, Dom Rebavo, Amar Beloza, Kol Mokim Shenema Lo Yochal, Lo Sochal, Lo Sochlu, Echod Yisra Achilo Vechod Yisra Anoi B'mashma Ashiifu Et Lecha Kosov Kederech Shepoat Lecha B'Nevelo Lager B'Nefino Levet Kechovim B'Mechiro. Rabbi Avraham Rab Lozer says everywhere it says in the Torah Lo Yochal Lo Sochal Lo Sochlu Achila includes Anoi, and the Mefarshim Berishanim say that because Anoi is part of Achila, Achila is the biggest Anoi, but Anoi is also included in the word Achila. So every word it says Lo Sochal means it includes that you're not allowed to have Anoa from it, but only if there's a Pesach that comes and tells us that it's Mutar, like Nevela. There's Lo Sochal Nevela, but then there's another Pesach that you're allowed to give it to a Goy or a Ger Tosho. So we understand that it's Mutar Ba'anoa. So if you could give it to somebody and he'll have Anoa from it, you'll have Anoa from it, you gave it to him. But wherever there's no extra posik, so Lo Sochal means also Yisra Anoa. Rashi says here, Kol Sheti Avti Lecho, Kol Shelsati Lecho Letavo Ulisrachik Mimeno. Tereva means to be memaiset, and to make it like news, and to be further yourself from it. Areyu Bebal Tochal Olami, forever. Lechol In Yonim Shehu, Ben Shebo Ba'avera, Ben Shelo Bo Ba'avera. If it comes by Vera, let's say you went and cooked Boso Becholov, which is also, or even if you, it didn't come Al Yedei Avera, was cooked Al Yedei Kegon, Al Yedei Koton, Al Yedei Akum, so Goy or a Koton cooks Boso Becholov, they're not over on the Easter, a Goy is allowed to cook Boso Becholov. But it's also for a Yid to eat. Me'acha Sheti Avti Lecho, also. Raya Reiti Avti Lecho, Lisrachik Mi Bishulo. The Torah was Metayiv, Boso Becholov, because he told you to further yourself not to cook it. Shelo Levashlom Yachad. So since it's called a Toeva, that the Torah told you not to cook it together, so Menela, it's also to use it, to eat it, even if it came Shelo Al Yedei Avera. So Rashi says that even if it comes Al Yedei Goy, Al Yedei Koten, it's also Bachila and Be'anoh. And Rav Ashi learns it from Kol Sheti Avti Lecho. In Tosfos, there's a Tosfos in Daf Kuf Tesvav Amud Aleph, says Kol Sheti Avti Lecho Areyu Bebal Tochal. In Tomar, Tosfos here, Hey, Achonu Ochlin Eilim, Afilu Stiyo Sono V'Kechovim. How could we eat animals, behemoths? And even if a goy was Messiah, said, let's say they made a mum in it, a sirus, which is also a salavdo rice, and a yid is also to do it. Some say even a goy is also to do it. But that's going to be the shita that a goy is allowed to be Messiah. So even if a goy was... So Rashi says, Kol Sheti Avti Lecho Areyu Bebal Tochal, that you're not allowed to eat it ever, even if it comes Shelo Al Yedei Avera, given that it comes Al Yedei Kotner or Goy. So they didn't be over in Avera when they did it. But since the Torah said it's a Toreva, when a Yid does it, so it's also when a Goy does it or a Kotner. And Tosfos, and Daf Kuf Tesvav Amud Aleph is, Peach on the Rochlin Alim, Apilusios on the Kilchovim, even if a goy was Nisaris, that the Isar Sirus is Minashora, and if a goy did it, even though a goy is Mutor Lefi, there are some shittas that a goy is also to be Nisaris from the Mitzvah's Bnei Noach, but we say that Sirus is Mutor. So if a goy was Nisaris, Maishnomi Bosar Becholov, just like Bosar Becholov, it's also to a Yid, because of Losar Chal Kol Tereva, even if a goy does it. So by behema that that somebody did it for its use, even if a goy did it, so it should also be lo yisur chal kol toeva. If a yid does it, for sure it should be lo yisur chal kol toeva not to eat it. And even if a goy does it, it's just like Rashi's shit is. V'shlomar Tosu says midos arachmon amoch v'kosus legovoa miklal deled yotshori. We have a pasuk that says that a behema that has a sirus is mutar legovoya. So in the middle, we understand that for a hedges, it's mutter. We have to add on in Tosfos that even though Rashi was talking that it was done all day in Maisa, but it also means if it comes by itself, the Isa, like Bosar Becholov. Bosar Becholov, even if a Tipas Cholov falls into the Kdera by itself, also, it's also because of Bosar Becholov. Ben Shabal Lo Al Yedei Aveira includes the churad, includes also if it comes by itself. So also by sirus, Tosfos would mean even if it happens by itself, although Tosfos doesn't mention it. Midos rachmon moch v'kosus v'nosik v'chorus, and chorus is al yedei maisa. So the Torah asked legofoa, so lehedyot would be mutar. Then Tosfos says, Torah Mosen B'chor should be also, even if a goy was storing it, because it's Tiyatil Chor, you're not allowed to make a move. So Tosfos answers that the Torah was Megalah, that it's a Bema, coaching that as a move, is Mutar Kitzvi Vai, also we understand that it's not a double Metuah. The Maram Chief says that this Tosfos Kasha of if it, the behema was mistares, that it should be also because of kol sheti avti is totally in a Rashi and a Tosfos. And we'll see the Gemara further, we'll read the next part of the Gemara, and we'll say Rashi and Tosfos kasha, and we'll see why the Maram Chief says that this kasha is totally in Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara asks, if you say kol sheti avti l'chaz also, elo me'ato, maisi shabos should be also. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, it should be also because it's ti'avti l'chaz. The Torah asked her to cook, to do melachos on Shabbos, and if you do a melachos, so the products of that melachos should be also. So the Gemara answers, there's a pasuk, ki kodesh hi lochem, hi kodesh vein maaseh kodesh. Just Shabbos itself is kodesh. You have to prevent yourself from a melachos, but any melachos that was done on Shabbos doesn't have an iser. So then as we should say already right now that the Gemara says he kodesh vein maaseh kodesh lefil Rav Yochanan Asandar that on Maaseh Shabbos is also, so then it should be also because of Leiseh Chal Kol Toeva. There are places that Tosfos is, so what does he need a pasuk? That Rav Yochanan Asandar learned to keep kodesh, just like kodesh is also, so the same way Shabbos is also. Why does he need that pasuk? He should learn it out from Leiseh Chal Kol Toeva. Al Kopon, and the Marsha brings down this cash also. Al Koponim, the Gemara says, he kodesh vein maaseh kodesh, the bams, it should have been Toevo, that's also, but there's a pasuk that's maaseh. Then the Gemara asks, choresh b'shol v'chamor v'choysim people of the dosh bo'litziru, that if you're choresh, you plow with a shol v'chamor, that means you're going to plant al yedei that you're choresh b'shol v'chamor, which is an Easter. So Isar to be manik both together, two different meanings like Ashor and Achamor. And Chosen people of the Dosbo, if you thresh the Tavua, Ayadei the Apora, and the Pora, you close their mouth. You put a muzzle on their mouth, so it's also. So because you're over on the Isar while you're doing this, it's Losecha Kol Toeva. The Torah was Metayv that you shouldn't do this and refute it. So you shouldn't be able to eat what comes out of it. Mitzvah, Dosi Avti Lechohu. It's called the Toeva, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha is that the product that comes out, the toelis that came out from being choresh b'shor v'chamor, that means what you planted, or that the tzvua that became threshed all your day, a chosem piporo, that should be also. But the Torah doesn't mean that the behem itself should be also. because the name was always Mutar till now, shouldn't become also from now. It's just a product that should be also. The Gemara says, Ashtar, Ma Shabbos de Chamira, Ma Tel Mutoriz, Hani Lo Koskin. Shabbos has Chomor, and whatever the mice and fear over on the Isra of Shabbos still doesn't answer the Totsah, the product from the Mele, things that are just allowed, like Choresh, Bishov, Chamor, and Chos, and Pipora, it also doesn't answer what comes out of the mice. So then if you could start thinking here, if Choresh, Bishov, Chamor, and he planted. So the Torah wants, so the Gemara wants that the plants that come out from that should be also because it came Aridei Harisha of Shavah Chamor, that means you planted it Aridei being over on the lab of Shavah Chamor. The MS, it should be Zevizeh Goren, because the Karka also helps in the growing of it. It's the Shavah Chamor plus the Karka. So that maybe we'll say because the Shavah Chamor you were plowing, you turned over the Karka, you made a Shinoi in the Karka, that Shinoi came or you did the lab, so it's not like it's karka that's mutter. It could be it's like karka that's awesome. So we won't say here, Zeb is a Gurin. Tosfos learns that the kasha of the Gemara is, Choresh b'shor v'chamor, you should be also to eat the shor. Because the shor was, it was done with it in Aveira of To'eva. So the Tocha called To'eva, the shor should become also. And on that the Gemara answers, there are different gears than what we said just now, only it has a different postic. Yad b'necholos akribu es lechem elokecha mikol eile, that means from a balmum you shouldn't be makriv, but other things you could be makriv, but to'eva, a different kind of avera of shor v'chamor, you can be makriv. So, according to this, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if there could have been a kasha of assuring the shor that was done with it in Aveira. Rashi says that it can't be such a kasha because the shor was always muta. There's nothing that assures the shor. It's just what came out of it, there was no shor by Aveira. But Tosfos says, even though it was always muta, but now you did an Aveira, so also it could be lo socha kol to'eva. According to this, the Maharam Shif says what Tosfos asks, that the shor should be also, that was misuris al yaday goy. It's only Tosfos Lishitosa that he holds that if you did a Maitre, Aveira, so it answers the whole Behemoth. Because Sirius is just in one Aveira, but the whole Behemoth is still the same Behemoth. Why should it be also to eat? That's according to Rashi, it wouldn't be a Kasha. But if he Tosfos, it is a Kasha Lishitosa. That the Maram Sheep says. But Rosh Yosef, the Prima Godin, says that it's a Kasha even if he Rashi. Because even the Firashi that he says that only the Tosfos that was Notzar Be'isur is also because of Losecha Kol To'eva, but the Ritavos Masbir, and that's how the Rosh Yosef learns, it's the same Shita like it's brought in the Ritavos, that even the Firashi, if there's a Shinoi, if there's something that happened in the Behem itself, a Shinoi, also Rashi would be murdered that we could call it Losecha Kol To'eva. So Menele says, that since there was done a sirus on this behemoth, so it's also called the shinui enough to be called a to'eva, to be called losecha kol to'eva. So even if you Rashi, it would be a kasha according to the Prima Godin and the Rosh Yosef. The Maram Shif, even adds on interesting case. What would be the din if somebody pulled out the feathers from a tarnagol? He was over on Tzar Balechayim. He was over on Tzar Balechayim, so he did it to Abel. A Socha called to Abel should answer that tarnagol. He shouldn't be able to eat that chicken that had its feathers pulled out. And it could be the man Shif is even asking if it came out by itself, since today not a Tzar Balechayim. And even after Shiloh Ba'Avera, it should be also. But that, I would say, is not a kasha. It's only a kasha if the Maram Shif is that he pulled it out, because like Bosar B'cholov, the product is Bosar B'cholov, which is also. But Behemoth that has a Tzar Balechayim, it's not a product that's also. It's also that the Behemoth should have, that we should make the Behemoth have Tzar. But the essence of that a Behemoth Tzar is not something that's a Yisr, it's not a Tzareva. So probably the Maram Shif is only talking if somebody pulled it out, it was over on the Yisr of Tzar Balechayim. The Minchas Chinuch brings down in Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Mitzvah, the Lotus says, Shalom Labod V'Lizroa B'Nachal Eishan. The Michas Chinuch brings down a Prichodosh. The Prichodosh brings from the Sefer HaKrisus from Rabbeinu Shimshin Mikinun, one of the Rishonim. And Mamish, in the end of the very end of the Sefer, he says that if somebody was over, the din is that if you brought an egg while rufo, and you were always the egg law in a nachal eishon, that's a valid if there you're always the egg law, it's a kapora for if there was a person that was found killed, we don't know who killed him, so we need a kapora in case we have a shaykhis to the person who was killed. Maybe we didn't watch on him, maybe we didn't save him. So we bring an egg law, a calf, and we're always, we cut off the top of the head in the Nachal Eson. So Gemara, if it says in the Pesuk, Asher lo ye'oved bo ve'lo yizorea, once you're always back in the Nachal Eson, so you're not allowed to plant there, and you're not allowed to work any avodah that's in the karka. It has to stay forever the same way. The Rosh Mekinon over there is possibly plant any place nowadays. Maybe it's a Nachal Eson, and it's a fake of the rice, so you shouldn't be able to work in this field. So the Rosh Mekinon says that it's a, and if you'll say it's a rove with the karkas given, so it's a kavua, because the kavua means that everything is filling in the same place. So it's mechsa, it's also to use that karka. So Rosh Mekinon, I think he says, because it's eno nikar bin komas, not nikar via the nachal eison. Then he's mamshich, and he says, but if somebody knows where there's a nachal eison and it's planted in that place, so the gidulim are also. So Michal Shimon brings down this three chodosh, and b'shem the Rosh Mekinon that as a rab nachal eson the gedulim are also. And the prechodosh says, what's the time that it's also? Because of loisol chal kol to'eva, since you were over a to'eva, a lav do'raisa, so menelo, whatever comes out of a to'eva is loisol chal, you're not allowed to eat it. And Huadin, if you say loisol chal kol to'eva, it's the same thing also, because that's the part that's here from Rebavo. Wherever it says lo sercha, it's also bano. The Michal Shimon brings down a kasha from Rabbi Yonos and Eifshitz, the Tumim, the creator of Klesi. He says that they ask the shame him a kasha. The Gemara says the Makis Daf Chof Beis Yesh Chayresh Telen Mechod and Yischayv Shmona Malkius.
The Shmona Lavin are Chayresh B'Shor B'Chamor, Bein Mukdoshim, the Kloim B'Kerem, U'B'Shvis, the Yom Tov, the Kloim, the Nazir B'Beis Atum. So one of the lavim of the Mishnah is that you're Choresh on Yom Tov, and you were Choresh B'Shor B'Chamor, all these eight lavim. And one of them is the lav of working on Yom Tov. And the Gemara asks that, let's say another lav that he was Choresh Zorea B'Nachal Eson, while he was plowing with the Shor B'Chamor, and it was on Yom Tov, and he was doing it in a Nachal Eson. So adds on another lav would be nine lavim. So Yonis and Avshit is, if we say, Yishem the Rosh Mekinon, that as a Rebbe Nachal Eson, there's Roy Mor also, so it would take off the lav of Yom Tov. Because once there's a Rebbe Nachal Eson and there's Roy Mor also, there's no to Elis in it, so it's a Mekalkel. So the lav of Yom Tov would fall off. So why does the Gemara add on the lav of the Rebbe Nachal Eson? It would be on the Cheshbon of the lav of Melocha and Yom Tov.
So that's the kasha of Rabbi Yonos and Avshitz, and I saw that the Zera Avrom, answers a teretz on it. He says that even though it's also b'chilo b'ano, the gedulim of Nachal Eson, but shaloka derech ha'noson is mutar. Even any place where it says lo yochal is also b'chilo b'ano, but that's only ano kederech ha'no. But shaloka derech ha'no, the Gemara himself, he says that it's mutar. Akebe kach v'toshvus in kedushin etz kasha that if in kaddish you should be suri. I know it's not a kedushin because it's not worth anything. So yes, but it's worth shaloka derech hano also. So kopanim anything that's also bano, but shaloka derech hano also you're allowed to have ano. So the Zera Avraham says even though you planted nachal eson, so the gedulim is also bano, but shaloka derech hano also and you can eat it. So maybe it's not in the culture. Because there is a tikkun here that he planted seeds and he takes out whatever, tavua that comes from it, And when that's wood, you could use it shaloka derech hanos and use it not for eating. And that would have to do with tefillos and bachet and chulin, what's more, the kilkul or the tikkun. That's the parrot in the Vera of Rome, that's the son of the Orsomech. There's another kasha in the Vera of Rome that he asked the same different sefer that any lepishi that's Rashi says that even that any toevo that's lo sochal kol toevo, so even if it wasn't done al yedei avera, kigon al yedei goyer al yedei koten is also. And they say also if an asa me'elov, just like bosa becholof, if a tipas cholof fell into the kedera by itself, is also. So Maneva, they ask any plant that's planted anywhere in the world at any time, so you shouldn't be able to eat the fruit from it, because it's growing on Shabbos. It's like Nasa Melev. If you would plant it on Shabbos, it would be Osir. Or Lafi the Kasha of the Gemara, the Maisa Shabbos should be Osir. So any plant should be Osir because of Maisa Shabbos, because it's growing on Shabbos. So then it's this way the Kasha is not kosher, it's not a Kasha Bechlau, because there's no issue for something to be growing on Shabbos. There's an issue to plant on Shabbos. But you could reverse the kasha and say the kasha should be what happens if a goy plants tavua or peiros on Shabbos. Then you shouldn't be able to eat from it because it's called lo socha kol toeva, because bob al yedei avera. On that, we could say on our toponym, nochal me'ela. Say that Rashi holds that any place where Nofal Me'elav or Nasa Me'elav is called Bosa Chalfon Me'elav might not be always. Because Rashi is talking about Bosa B'cholav. Bosa B'cholav Bishul, while cooking the meat, if it fell into its milk, it's not called like Nasa Me'elav, because the Bishul, calls man it's cooking, it has a Shaychus, it's Mishyachus to the person who cooks it. The Moshe on Shabbos, there's a shear how much it should cook. A person puts a pot on the fire, until it comes to that shiur, he's potter. When it comes to the shiur of cooking, it's chayav. That means the whole time it's cooking, it's misyachis, as if the person who put the pot on the fire, he's cooking it. So even if the milk falls into the meat, but it's still misyachis, kilo, the person who put the pot, he's doing it. It's like a maise, not like nasa ne'elo. So anything you would find that's not the Nailov, you can't always say that that's Rashi's Shita, that it should be also always. Of course, once we say that Maisa Shabbos is Mutter, so it's not, and there's no Kasha from if a goat plants Tavu on Shabbos. There's another case, Rashash is, there's an Easter that a person is not allowed to make his own Storis. You could only make Storis for the Beis HaMikdash. But to get together all the Besomim and to make the amount of Storis for himself is a lot though, right? So you get Malkus. But it says if you smell that Storis, you do Riach Bo, it's Mutar. Once you did it, it's Mutar to smell it. It's also to smell the Storis that's for the Beis HaMikdash. And it's mutter to smell the ktoris that a person was over and made it for himself. But it's also to do it. So yes, lo sochal kol toeva. If it's called a toeva, he's not allowed to make this ktoris. Mefatimus a ktoris is also, so how's he allowed to smell from it? So the Rashash wants to say a chidush. He's saying that lo sochal kol toeva is only in inyone achila. If it's the inyone of achila, lo sochal, so then it's also to eat it. But if it's a stamatoi, but from a different kind of a lav, so then it's mutar. So mimele in yone, the iser of smell, there's no iser to smell something that was a toeva. So iser to eat it. That's another klal. Then there's another minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch in the din of kiddush bechoras. That's mitzvah yud ches. If somebody, as I said, there's a din, that you have to bring the b'chor to Beis HaMikdash, and there's a lav of Baal Ta'acher. The ma'acher to bring the b'chor from a year to a year, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. So if you were over on Baal Ta'acher on the b'chor, let it be also ba'achila because of l'sochal kol to'eva, because you didn't bring it, you're over on the lav on this b'chor. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's not called a Toeva. Only Toeva is only called if you were over a Yedei Maisa. If you did a Maisa and you were over on a Toeva, then we could say Lo Socha. But just by sitting and not doing anything, we don't say that that's called a Toeva. And then he brings Vav Shekosav Rashi Bechulin that a Yedei Goyer Koton Bishol Basar Becholav is also called a Toeva. Says Mikomakom there was a Yedei Maisa. But without a mitzvah b'chlal, it's not shaykh toeva. Then he brings another raya. He brings a raya. Chometz b'pesach. If somebody had chometz b'pesach and it's saved by him the whole chag, so if the pesach, it's also b'achila midorabona. But midoraisa, it's mutar. It's only a knas terabona. Why should it be a knas? Let's say lo sochal kol toeva. Since he left it in his house, it's a toeva. And if the Pesach, it should be also Midoraisa. Hello, he says that if you don't do it Al Yedei Maisa, if it's something that the Toeva was done, not Al Yedei Maisa, so we don't say that it's called Lo Socha Kol Toeva. But here we could ask, so if that's the Klav de Minchas Chinuch, what would be if Kona Chometz BePesach? The Rabban says that Kona Chometz BePesach, he gets Malchus because he did Al Yedei Maisa. So what would be if somebody does he buys chometz on Pesach, so he did a maaseh and he kept it in his house all day a maaseh. So then he should be it should be also midoraisa after Pesach. We don't find such a thing that it losuch al kol toeva should answer chometz after Pesach. There's the Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Minchas Shlomo, which is the second edition, it's Chelek Beis Gimel. He has their letters to Rabbi Yosef Zussmanovich, Zichrono Livracha, and I think it's Rabbi Yosef Zussmanovich that writes back to him. He wrote a sefer Tzuros Melech on Rosh Hashanah, and Shlomo Zalman had Ha'oros to him, and he writes back to answer his Ha'oros. And inside one of the places that he talks, he says about Lo Socha Kol Toeva. And what would be if somebody's motzi mereshus lereshus? Let's say somebody takes on Shabbos mereshus ayochid lereshus a rabbin food. So it was over on a toeva that he did a tzor mereshus lereshus, and it should be also to eat it. Because of that, it should be also to eat it. Then it says a bir aloch in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches that talks about a tzor. A tzor is called. It's called Los Maisa Shabbos to be also. But he talks like such a thing as Motzi Mereshus Lereshus, if that would be Lo Socha Kol Toeva. I guess it's talking Lefi the Hava Amina of Lefi the Rabbanon that Maisa Shabbos should be also. So he says it's only if you do in the Gufa Dovor, if you do have a Toeva. The Gufa Dovor, there's Maisa Issa. But if it's something on the outside, like just carrying it from place to place, that's not called a toeva to asa. So if so, for sure, if you leave chometz b'pesach, so you're not doing a maisa in the gufa dovah, just a gavra that's also attached by his reshus. So it could be over there for sure. There wouldn't be a Easter of lo socha kol toeva. It's doma, there's a Yerushalmi and Shabbos. Perek yud gimel alocha gimel. Hotzi matzah mereshus ayochid reshus harabim. Eina yotze boi dechovoso bepesach, the Yerushalmi is like asking, says, Masa gzulo, you're not yotze dechovoso bepesach. And what would be if you take out my sister, so the Yerushalmi says that Masa gzulo is more in the gufa dovor that you gazled from somebody's reshus, you took it, it's not yours and you took it, so it's more like in the gufa dovor, it's also to eat it. But if you take your shoes to your shoes, it's not in the Gufa Dovah. So Memela, also here we would say, it's not in the Gufa Dovah, so Memela, it's not checked to say, L'Socha Kol Toeva. In the Hemshech, the Gemara says a few cases what should be L'Socha Kol Toeva, and then the Gemara says, no, that these things have tzukim that are matirits, and it's mutar ba'achila, it's not called L'Socha Kol Toeva. One of the cases the Gemara brings, it's Shiluach HaKen. The Gemara says, Shiluach HaKen Litzar. Let Shiluach HaKen be also Ba'achila. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat in Rashi is, if not Alasarim Ala Bonim, and he came in front of Beis Din. So Beis Din say that he has to He has to save it again. That means even if he was over once the lot, he has to go back and be mishaleach the aim. So let that aim be also ba'achila. Because of lo sochal kol to'eva, he did a to'eva of taking the aim ala boni. So then the Gemara answers, lo yom ro'teiro shalach letakola. Because it says shalach to shalach esro'ein. So the Torah didn't mean to send it away and it should be a takola. Because the Torah said to send it again. And they're going to send it again, so somebody will find it and eat it, and it will be also ba'achila, really. So if the Torah says to send it not to be chershish, that means it's mutar. That's one lashon of Rashi. And another lashon Rashi says, shiluach haken litzar, Rashi says, kol shiluach haken litzar o'en la'olam. Ba'achilu sholcha, even if it wasn't over aver, he did the mitzvah just the way it's supposed to be, he took the ink and he sent it away. It says, kol shati abchilu chahu. Areyu l'chol ha'olam be'bal tochol, v'arey asartiyah l'chol ba'us osho. That means the Torah, the minute that he wants to take the bonim, he has to hold the aim and send her away. So that minute that he's holding the aim in order to send her away, that means he's not allowed to eat it because it's aim ala bonim. So Menele should always stay l'osor chalkol to'eva, it should always be osor ba'achila. V'zeh nir eliyika, this lashon Rashi holds more doloika, Amar Rav Ashi, b'kol dovar shenev dobo aveiro mitchilo mutar also. Rav Ashi didn't say that something that's mutar, and then there was aveiro, it should become also. Din kein, achoresh b'shor v'chamor, v'amar b'ya kelayim v'achosin, y'osra behemos, v'anan lo parchinon minayum nidi, elo minayotze men. So Rashi says, we didn't ask him something that was mutar that we did aver in it. So Menele, when you say he was over on Shiluach HaKen not Aleim Ala Bonim, that should stay always also. That we don't say because it was mutar. And because he did aver, it should be also. That's not called L'Sochal Kol Toreva. What's called L'Sochal Kol Toreva? If the Torah didn't allow you to eat it because it's L'Sika Choyim Ala Bonim. And the Torah specifically said that this aim you can't use. So Menele, if the Torah once said that it's a to'eva, it's also to eat, it should be also ba'achila ulami. When the Torah is talking about it. So, on that the Gemara answers, lo'am o'teiro shalach le'takola. If the Torah says that you send it away, so it's not a takola. So here we have a mokum to think, is it when the Gemara asks it to be l'socha kol to'eva, is it just this person who wants to take the bonim because he's holding the end and he wants to take the bonim, is it just he that's also, or other people would also be also because it was the aim ala bonim? Another thing to talk about here is what the Torah answered, what the Gemara answered, l'omra Torah shalach le'takola. So they talk about it, the place he talks, the Rosh Yosef brings it down. When you send the bird away, so it'll be called mixed up in the road. Anybody will find this tzipor. He doesn't know that it's a tzipor that was also from Shiluach HaKen, or for the same reason. By Tzipore Metzora, also the Gemara says Shalach, and they have a special pasuk that the tzipor chayav of Metzora is muter. So the shayla is, what would be the Easter? If somebody finds it, he found the tzipor that's also ba'achila, but it's botol berov, it's called the parish, merubo parish, and all the birds in the world are mutar. So he found one that's also mutar because of botol berov. So that they talk about, why should it be also? So then if by tzipor and the Torah said it's also because before you sent it away, it's a bird that's also to eat. And also here, the Torah says that this aim ala bonim, b'shas, you didn't send it away yet, it's also to eat before you send it. Once you send it away, shalach letakola, then it could be a shayla, it should be bokel berov, or maybe because, that's a kasha tzorichim that they talk about. That's what we wanted to talk about in the lab of lo sochal kol to'eva, be'emes, la'alocha. The Rambam doesn't pass in L'Sochal Kol To'eva on Bosal B'cholot, only he says, L'Sochal Kol To'eva mitzvahs lo sase kuf nem, it's about eating a shor p'tulei mukdashim. That it's also to eat a shor p'tulei mukdashim without pigeon, or if it became tome. We learn that from the posik that it's also, but we don't learn it for Bosal B'cholot.